Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you on this beautiful Monday morning at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles breaking a four-game losing streak, defeating the Washington Redskins 20-13. Hard-fought win at FedEx Field on Sunday. And impressive in a lot of ways for the Eagles. A good feeling here at the NovaCare Complex on this day. Listen, it's hard to win in the National Football League. It is very difficult to go on the road. The NFC East is tough. And the Redskins are a good football team. And it got nasty at FedEx Field. And I like to see that. Now, it's a day of skirmishes. Andy Reid breaks up a fight a lot better than Bob Lang from the San Francisco 49ers. We'll get into that in just a little bit here. A physical game, an impressive game at points for the Eagles. Certainly there is a lot to work on for this football team, but a win is a win is a win. They come out of FedEx Field healthy. Bye week is here. Trent Cole, Jason Peters expected to be back on the field when the Eagles host the Dallas Cowboys in a couple of weeks. Brandon Graham eligible to come off the physically unable to perform list. So Eagles are getting some reinforcements, and we have an opportunity to take stock of where this football team is. It has been a very difficult 4 weeks, and clearly we want this to be a – we wish it was a 4-2 team, a 5-1 team, but it's not. It's 2-4, two games behind the Giants in the NFC East, and that's really all I'm looking at. I tried to sneak a peek at some of the other teams in the conference, and Tampa Bay's win – makes them 4-2, and the Lions are 5-1, and I think the West is just going to have one team come out of it. But I think the key to getting to the playoffs is to win the NFC East. That is the goal for the Philadelphia Eagles. Very good job on the ground yesterday. Eagles lead the league in rushing. Can you believe that, people? They lead the league in rushing. Shady McCoy is off to just a terrific start. 28 carries, 128 yards yesterday. A very nice performance from him. Eagles go a three and out early in the game, and then they come back strong. Kurt Coleman, his first of three interceptions, turns the momentum around. The Eagles capitalize, and they score touchdowns back-to-back and really roll it up. I thought the execution of that play was brilliant. A little middle screen to Brent Celek. Todd Herrmann's making a great block. Vic delivers it on time, perfect location. Just a very well-designed play in the red zone. Love the play. Love the design. Love the way Juan Castillo's defense played for the most part. Didn't like the last drive for the Redskins. But I like the aggressiveness. I like the way the Eagles played yesterday. They shut down the Washington running game, and that was the major priority going in. So it's a day that we will take your phone calls. We'll have Andy Reid live at noon in the auditorium, and then he'll come into the studio after that. Complete coverage here today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We are glad you are with us. We know that you are feeling better than you felt these last 4 weeks, so give me a call, and let's talk about it. 215-339-6709. Let's take a little break. On the other side, we get to your phone calls and a whole lot more on Eagles Live.
Opportunity. Is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why?
Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life. Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We are back. Dave Spidera with you. It's Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Carl in D.C. Hey, Carl.
Dave, how's it going today?
It's good, thanks. How are you?
Ah, loved it. And needless to say, all of my coworkers that were giving me such a hard time last week haven't said a word to me today.
Well, hey.
Can't imagine why.
That's what happens when you go to D.C. Boy, it's amazing. The Eagles, the success that this football team has had at FedEx Field against the Redskins. 10 out of the last 12 in Washington for Andy Reid. I mean, certainly there's a lot of Eagles fans down there, but for whatever reason, this team plays great football down there.
It did, but I tell you what, what I saw yesterday was something I haven't seen. I saw the fire. I saw an air of confidence. Not arrogance, but confidence. And especially that hit by Nambi on the...
Yes, on Chris Cooley. Thing,
I think set the tone.
Yeah, it was a great hit. Here's the play right here. Bang!
Yes. I loved it. Talk about a classic tackle. And the other thing, and Adam pointed this out on the defensive scheme, is they made the adjustments with not using the wide nine all the time. And I think because they had said that, you know, Juan was getting some input from the players. And this, to me, showed a real cohesiveness on both sides of the ball. We had a kind of a patched-up offensive line that I thought played beautifully.
Yep.
Harriman's was a beast on left tackle. He laid out a couple of beautiful blocks. And I saw the confidence on the team. They were playing on their toes, not back on their heels.
Yeah, I thought the Eagles were much more aggressive defensively. And, you know, you talk to the – boy, and Rogers Cromartie missed a chance to put the game away right there. But you talk to the team and they tell you, well, there were no major adjustments. It sure seemed like it to me.
There was the mental adjustments to me. The attitude was different.
Yeah.
You didn't have players running up like we had a couple of weeks ago where you had Samuel moving up to cover a tight end. We already had two defensive guys on him. You know, it's like everybody finally, the light bulbs went on and people were being proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought it was great. We've got to keep it going, but we're going into the bye week feeling real good. For the next week, and we got a heck of a game with Dallas. But I think this scheme really started to click on all sides. One question: did Hunt get on the field yesterday?
A little bit, yeah. Did not make any sort of impact, however.
Okay, because I was wondering. I couldn't with the TV coverage. It didn't say anything, and I was just curious. But all in all, I was very pleased. It's not perfect. No game ever is, but I think we made a big step in the right direction, and I think we can keep it going.
Well, Carl, here's the thing. I believe that the Eagles – thanks for the call. I believe the Eagles, look, they finally just said, we are we have to win this game. And we can't let Rex Grossman hit us up for hitches and screens and all these things. So there's been statistically some improvement. Let's take a look at where the Eagles rank offensively. Third in the NFL, 441.7 yards per game. Passing game, 10th in the league, and just could be better. I know that Andy Reid today is stressing to his team, red zone, red zone, red zone, red zone. You're not scoring in the second half yesterday, not a good thing. And then the run offense is first in the league. And I know Vic's a little bit of that. There a substantial amount of that. But the Shady McCoy is terrific. So we'll get to his stats in a bit. Defensively, quite a bit of improvement. The run defense really improves. The pass defense is there. You know, Vic's elusiveness is remarkable. This was a funny play. So he kicks the football right in the group of cheerleaders and apologizes. Love the guy. Let's get back to that graphic though, if we could. The run defense 24th in the league now. Pass defense 10th. So the red zone defense got a turnover yesterday. I mean, I think it's the first time in 51 straight trips to the red zone where a team didn't score on the Eagles. Kurt Coleman's interception ended that streak. They're not last in the league in the red zone any longer. So those are the numbers. They indicate that it's better than a 2-4 team, and you just got to keep doing it. What a game by Kurt Coleman yesterday. Chris in Virginia joins us. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Dave?
How you doing, man?
Doing awesome now, man. Doing awesome. Actually, I went to the game yesterday.
Yes, tell me what you saw.
To be honest with you, Dave, what's funny is of all the Redskins-Eagles games I've gone to, is probably the fewest Eagles fans I've seen just because, the Redskins are actually doing decent. I don't think all the fans sold their tickets like usual.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awesome. At the end, you're hearing the Eagles chants. It was awesome, Dave. Just a good win. So much fans running their mouths around this area, even at the game, and it was awesome. It was silent.
Well, what do you think about the football team now, 2-4, finally get a win where you really needed it? Where do the Eagles go from here, I guess, is the question, Chris.
I think just kind of keep going with the same thing. The defense, I mean, I liked what I saw. It looked like it was a little more aggressive. What's funny, Dave, is the guy sitting next to me was getting pissed because the Redskins cornerbacks were playing 10 yards off, just like we've been doing.
Yeah.
I like getting up there, and it almost seemed like our bad luck was kind of giving away, and it was going towards the Redskins.
It seemed to me that the Redskins were very worried about the Eagles going vertical on them, and they did a couple of times. And, you know, when you open up the game like that, I'm going to ask Andy Reid about that. Why does this football team, and I'm not criticizing, I just want, why so many times do the Eagles open the game throwing deep?
I guess just make those guys realize, we're going to come at you.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's kind of a setup.
Yeah.
You certainly try to hit them and get some momentum going. But I agree with you on this in the sense that I don't want the cornerbacks off the line of scrimmage.
No, because you figure, hey, you're giving up a free four-yard pass, and if we don't tackle, it turns into something else,
But now if you miss the jam, if you miss the press as a cornerback, then you got a little bit of trouble too. But I believe that Nnamdi can press anybody. Look, when Dallas comes to town with Dez Bryant and Miles Austin, I don't know if you press those guys. They're both, pretty big, strong guys. I probably would like to see Nnamdi on Dez Bryant as much as possible. Yeah. I think this is the kind of game where the Eagles, this is why they drafted cornerbacks over the years, why they signed Asante Samuel, why they signed Nnamdi Asomugha, why they traded for Rodgers Cromartie, because of this kind of game. It's a good matchup, Eagles cornerbacks against the Dallas wide receivers. And Jason Witten, who's a huge factor in that. So,
yeah, he always kills us.
Yeah, so it'll be really interesting to see what Juan comes up with against the Cowboys. And the Cowboys have some injury problems of their own on offense without Felix Jones. Their right guard or left guard, I'm not sure which one he is, out for the season, broken ankle, pile. So they're a banged-up team. And, theoretically, Tony Romo shouldn't have a lot of time to throw the football. So why then would you play off and give him easy completions with two with two very good catch and run receivers.
I agree on that completely. I'm just so glad to see if when Trent Cole comes back, and I'm interested to see what Brandon Graham brings to this whole mix here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my expectations low for Brandon. I'm going to go with the theory that he hasn't played at all. Number one, he's coming off a serious injury. We've seen how long it's taken Nate Allen to kind of get back into the groove, and I think Nate Allen these last two games is playing outstanding football at safety. I am really excited. I'm really excited to see how Nate Allen's progressing. He looks like he's moving to the ball so well. Breaking pass up, had a chance for an interception. Had an interception. I mean, he's just really playing good football.
Yeah, I mean, we could have had five picks. I mean, DRC had one hit his hands as well.
Yep. And Coleman had, Allen had one earlier as well.
Yeah.
So it's good to have six.
It was good, Dave. It was awesome. It was that kind of defense I wanted to see yesterday.
Yeah,
it was,
agreed. They were physical. Yeah.
They were physical. There were a lot of guys around the ball and wrapping up. I mean, Namdi's lights out hit was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And all these people have said, oh, he's not going to tackle. Now, Asante's tackle was dangerous.
Yeah.
And foolish, and he's got to have some better form. And you can't tackle like that. You're gonna really hurt yourself.
I forget the one of the
he's
guys
lucky.
On, you know, on these networks show, hey, look what you're hitting at.
When you walk into an NFL locker room, there's a big sign that says, you can't hit what you can't see.
Exactly.
You don't put your head down. That's the first thing you're talking
about. The one thing I was disappointed in with the Redskins fans is when Vic went out, you know, I thought it was kind of somewhat classless how they were all cheering and going crazy. But, hey, it is what it is.
They were, you know, it's a great point you make. Philadelphia fans have been ridiculed for years. For when Michael Irvin was injured and Deion Sanders came on the field and performed his voodoo act, his hands on Michael Irvin, and the fans at Veterans Stadium booed.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, they cheered, actually. When Vic got hurt, he walked off the field with help from the trainers.
You would have thought they won the game. I mean,
the entire stadium cheered.
Yeah,
like, not like cheering get better. It was
like cheering, get off the field.
Yeah, really. And then Vince Young came in and made one of the worst throws I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So,
but then, hey, then we came right back and, you know, broke that red zone. So it was awesome. It was a good game. Hopefully this gets us going and get a little bye week, get healthy, and I'll talk to you later, my brother.
Yep, you got it, Chris. Thanks so much for the phone call. We got a lot to get to here today. Get some perspective from yesterday as well as today. We've interviewed a bunch of players. They are on their bye week. They are in this morning for meetings, and then they will be gone for the rest of the week. So we caught up with some of them today. We're getting through that. We'll show that to you shortly. But we're going to go back to yesterday in the locker room. Brent Celek emerging in the Eagles locker room as a force, in the Eagles passing game as a force, four catches, had a couple of other chances. Interesting how Celek was really pregame kind of part of the realigned offensive line. He was going to help against Brian Arakpo. When Brian Arakpo left Celek uncovered, in other words, when Arakpo was lined up directly over Celek, Celek chipped him, Celek blocked him. When Arakpo moved over and came on the blitz, Celek became a target. Touchdown, four catches, great spectacular juggling catch that he made, and really helped this Eagles offense break the four-game losing streak. We go to the Eagles locker room after the win last night, and Brent Celek.
Mike definitely did that.
How much were you and Clay asked to help out with in light of the shuffling on the offensive line? I mean, was it kind of typical or atypical?
No, it's typical things. You know, as a tight end, there's sometimes you got to block a lot, especially with Mike at quarterback. You never know what blitzes defenses are going to bring at you, and, you know, there's times where you have to stay in more than others.
And going into the bye week with this win, what does it do for the team?
This is huge. You know, this is a win that we definitely needed. After losing four straight games, it's something I've never really been a part of, and didn't want to make it five. But this team stuck together, and we fought through it and got a win.
Can you talk about the drop? Is it more just something for today's game, or is it something that should stay in there a little bit more?
You know, I don't know. It just depends on what the defenses give us, and, you know, I kind of think that's what Marty felt that they were going to give us. And like I said, I thought it was a good game plan going in, and it worked.
How many zero blitzes do you think roughly they had?
If I can remember, I would say close to 10, 11. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. You know, I have to look. Sometimes it's a lot more than what you think.
Right.
But, you know, at least 10, 11, maybe 15.
Did they back off that at all when you guys were hitting some of those plays underneath, or did they just keep bringing it?
No, they're bringing it pretty much, you know. I can't remember. There was a few plays where we beat them on it. But they still brought it. You know, they have a good defense, too. They're a good team.
Can you talk about the touchdown, Brent, and the call, and how many times that's been called? And I can't recall that very often.
Yeah, that was I thought it was a perfect call in a perfect situation. They were showing zero blitz, and then Landry, who I thought was going to have me man-to-man, ran out. And, you know, as I shoved my guy, Todd went up and made a nice block, and right underneath him, didn't even get touched. Perfect play call.
How many times have you had that play called in years here?
Oh, I mean, we have that in probably every 3 or 4 weeks. So, I mean, I don't know. We probably called it 7, 8 times. I don't know.
How about the ball down at the goal line? It looked like it went through your hands or it was tipped. It was hard to really.
Oh, I didn't. You know, I didn't even touch my hands. I was going to ask you guys if it was tipped or what. I didn't. I still right now don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys see it on?
It was tough to tell.
We have a bad angle.
Yeah, it was tough to tell.
How big is this win? Is the win for the locker room? It's been a tough several weeks here.
Yeah, this is huge. Like I said, this is something that we've needed. You know, you have 4 straight losses like that. Really, I've never been a part of anything like that, especially here with the talent that we have. But guys stuck together. We worked hard this week, and, you know, we got to win what we needed.
It seemed like the offense.
And that is Brent Celek, Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles live from the NovaCare Complex at our Xfinity studio. Let's go to Kenny in North Carolina. Andy Reid at noon. He'll come into the studio after that. Kenny, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Much better, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well. I've been a Philadelphia Eagle fan since 1960.
Okay, thank you.
I remember when the Eagles were playing in Franklin Field. I'm a retired Philadelphia police officer living in North Carolina now.
All right. Well, hey, I'm sure the it's been too long since the 1960 NFL Championship. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too long.
Well, that was one thing that kind of distressed me yesterday. They scored a lot of points in the first half, but they seemed to just not do as well in the second half. I think they got to keep the foot on the pedal and score in all 4 quarters.
Yeah. No. Agreed. I mean, they had the big play down the field to Macklin when he stole the ball from D'Angelo Hall, and they were poised to put more points on the board, and then Vic had the ball tipped and threw the interception. So I agree with you. I want to see 4 quarters, not just 2 quarters of offense.
I think when we play the boys next week after next, we're going to have to keep the pressure on them for 4 quarters.
No question about it, Kenny. I don't think anybody would disagree with you.
Okay, thanks, and it's good to get in touch with you.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call.
All right,
in the second half, guys, the Philadelphia Eagles had a 4-play, 64-yard drive, which was the interception in the red zone, a 3-play, 4-yard drive, which was the Vince Young interception, a 7-play, 39-yard drive, and then a 3-and-out, and then a 7-play, 39-yard drive, and then a 7-play, 18-yard drive. So they moved the ball a little bit, but they didn't put any points on the board. And a lot of it is because they started the field position at their 20, at their 9, at their 29, at their 31, at their 11, and at their 20. So it's very difficult to go the length of the field and score. And so Eagles need to improve the field position. They need to win that field position battle. Let's go to Patrick in Charlottesville, North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you? Good.
Excellent.
Thanks.
I was calling because, first of all, I was at the game on Sunday.
Okay.
And I had an excellent time. Seriously believe God just, like, set this up for me to go to the game, you know, on the must-win, biggest game of the year. And I'm, you know, from Virginia, so I'm going to be wearing my Eagles stuff today, Boston.
Nice.
So if I had a question for you, I just logged on. Everybody's really happy right now. So what do we need to improve on?
Well, I mean, to me, Patrick, and I want to ask you a question, too, about your reaction, what you heard when Vic got hurt and the crowd reaction there. But I think the Eagles need to play 60 minutes. I mean, that's you saw how good they were in the first half moving the football, and then they just didn't turn it on in the second half. It would be nice to put a team away and kind of breathe a little easy down the stretch.
Yeah.
I thought defensively, great improvement. They were much more in an attacking mode, much more aggressive. They tackled a lot better, and they stopped the running game. Offensively, look, Vic got the football out of his hands. The patchwork offensive line played really well. But to me, to get better, just sustain excellence for 60 minutes.
Absolutely. The offense was just doing phenomenal in the first half, and then that sort of went away.
Yeah, went.
Oh, but to answer your question about... Okay, to answer your question about Vic getting hurt, my reaction was that we saw him go down. We didn't see anything major. We saw his head hit the ground first. But what I thought is he had to go out because I thought it was an injury timeout.
No, it was not an injury timeout. It was a...
Okay.
He went out because he was hurt. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought the rules were forcing him to go out, but I did see him. They showed the trainer talking to Vic on the sideline, and Vic looked upset, like he just wanted to get back in the game. But the trainer was like, no, you know, I need to look at you. But and then Vince threw that interception, but we saw Mike on the next drive. So
yeah, I don't. What bothered me, Patrick, was that and Chris and I were talking about it just a moment ago here. The whole crowd cheered. I mean,
oh my God, yeah.
Where's the
Absolutely.
Sportsmanship? Where's
that
the sportsmanship? It was awful. So,
yeah.
But if it happened in Philly, Philadelphia fans would have been ripped and told that they were classless and all this. And it happens down there, and everybody cheers, and everybody seems fine with it. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And you're right, it was a nice day for you to go down there. It was your game to see the Eagles, and it was a must-win game, and the Eagles responded with a pretty solid effort and a much needed victory.
It was great. Another question for you. Were you on the field before the game with Spud Cam?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
In fact,
we're
going
to go to Spud Cam in a minute. In fact, let's show that. Thanks for the call, Patrick.
Thank you.
Let's show Spud Cam to you. It's a bit long. It's 10 minutes. It encompasses a little bit before the game and then some after the game. And it's kind of where I was, what I was doing. We do it a lot. Gets me some good video. Make sure that we edit it appropriately and keep some of the language out. But let's take a look at Spud Cam. Andy Reid coming up at noon. We've got some injury updates for you as well as the Eagles enter their bye week on a good note. Signs of the season turning around in the right direction.
Maybe a little creepy, but I got to give you part of the. I got to give you part of the scene here. This is the media room, so I can either shoot that guy or that. Which is better TV?
Inches. 2 minutes left, ball on the 39.
to stay right with me.
How does it change your mindset? How good is it to get back in the win column?
Feels good, man. Like I said, you know, this game is a hard game. And, you know, we can't expect anything to be handed to us. Obviously, people are still hunting for us. But the one thing we got to do, we got to turn into the huntees.
Let's go.
Yeah, the defense is going to play great, and also the offense. I think both play together play like this. This player game has come. But it's the first official game we actually played Eagles for.
Shuffling.
Things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Of the Philadelphia Eagles asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
We wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
We'll be right back.
And we are back, Dave Spadaro, with you here. Let's go to Doug in New Jersey. Hey, Dougie.
Hey, Dave. Great win.
Yeah, it was a nice win, wasn't it? Aren't they all, though? Yeah. I mean, after 4 weeks of losses, you take any win. And then after that, you say, well, this could get better, that could get better. We all know that, but...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know that this show has a far reach, but for people outside the Philadelphia area, to be in Philadelphia the past 4 weeks has been brutal. The media and the radio shows are just jumping off of the bandwagon and want to fire everybody and get rid of the team, and it's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought Andy Reid answered it very well last night. He said, I have, since the day I became the Eagles head coach, I've always said the great thing about Eagles fans is when you're doing well, they'll let you know, and when you stink, they'll let you know that as well. So Eagles fans have been very loud, and understandably, it's been a disappointing first 6 weeks. There's no question about it.
And we're not out of the woods yet, but it's great to go into the bye, like everybody was saying.
Yeah.
I was very excited to see a lot of the adjustments that were made between the weeks as far as getting Selleck back involved in the red zone offense, and instead of trying three runs on third and goal, or, you know, goal and short, to have McCoy up the middle nonstop. I like seeing him bounce it off to the side. That's what they do. I think when the Eagles play to their strengths like that, teams can't keep up with them, and that's what we saw. What I was worried about was Niner game version 2, because it all had, everything was going that way, and luckily the defense held together. But they got to put points before the second.
Yeah, I thought the key play was after Vince Young's interception, Coleman came right back two plays later with the big pick.
Great.
It was huge. And that's what the Eagles need. I mean, they need to, the offense needs to pick up the defense. The defense needs to pick up the offense, et cetera.
To watch the second half, it seemed like, just from everybody's body language, both on the Skins and on the Eagles, that they were up by a lot more than just 14 points. The Redskins looked like they didn't have an answer for them.
Well, again, when you start every drive, and we went through this, when the Eagles, in the second half, they started their drives at the 20-yard line, the 9-yard line, the 29, the 31, the 11, and the 20. It's hard to do. The Redskins started at their 40 field goal, their 1, the Philadelphia 18-yard line, the Washington 33, the 33, the 20. So it's hard to put points on the board when you've got poor field position. Fortunately, the defense picked up the offense yesterday, and that's what everybody wants. Offense picks up the defense. Defense picks up the offense. It's a happy time here.
And for them to go with that momentum and shut down the Redskins' momentum, it was great to see. How do you think they're going to adjust to that? Because when teams see that the Redskins were doing that no coverage blitz, and it was working so well, how do you think they're going to adjust?
Well, if teams blitz the Eagles, and you're going to go with the zero blitz where you've got no second line of defense, you got to get the ball out quickly. And Vic, whatever it is happening with these tipped balls, offensive linemen need to keep defensive linemen engaged. And Vic's got to, you know, he's got to find the passing lane. He's got to move around. You know, he's not a tall player, so he's got to change his arm angle, the slot, and find the little crease to throw the football. So,
do you think that's maybe a 5-wide setup?
I don't think you don't know when somebody's going to zero blitz you until they do it. It's a pre-snap look.
Right.
It's a hot read, and you're in single coverage with your receivers, and you got to get the ball out on time and deliver it accurately, and then your receiver has to get open and make the catch. And then it is a big play. There was a time, I forget when it was, early in the game against a zero blitz, and Vic tried to get it out for, I believe, Avant. Now,
it was just a little high.
It was a little bit high, right? But it was so open, wasn't it? And so the big plays will be there. You hit somebody a couple times with a big play against a zero blitz, and they won't do it anymore. So, Doug, thanks for the call. 215-339-6709. Dave Spadaro with you. Andy Reid coming along in about 12 minutes. Moses Folku was just in his studio. We just said hello to him. Players are all sorts of happy now because they're leaving very shortly to go wherever they go for the rest of the week. Now, let's talk about Shady McCoy here. Let's talk about a player who is nothing short of sensational this year. Look at these league ranks: rushing yards, fourth in the NFL. Touchdowns. He's second in the NFL. I believe Johnson, Calvin Johnson has 9. Yards from scrimmage, 6th in the NFL. Look at this one. Total first downs. Now, I personally love this stat. I think this is a vital, vital stat. First in the NFL in total first downs. I mean, that's a big one right there. And then yards per carry. Among those who've carried 100 times, let's say, he is 3rd in the NFL. Shady McCoy, people, is putting up the kind of numbers that Eagles running backs have not put up before. I mean, you're talking 1,400 yards plus. You know, you're talking 17, 18 touchdowns. You're talking durable. You're talking reliable catching the football. Shady McCoy is a Pro Bowl player. And we've talked about this all year. He should be mentioned among the very best running backs of this era already. I don't need to see any more from LeSean McCoy. He's got to stay healthy. Probably gives up on a couple of runs too many times, too often, and looks for that cutback. You got to live with that. I mean, phew. Dave in Lebanon joins us. Dave, how are you?
Dave, what's up, man? Feeling good today, dude. How you doing?
I'm just so much better. The weight of the world is off, right?
Tell me about it, man.
And the Eagles are back in the game. Still a lot of work to do.
I can't see your smiling face on my computer because I'm home for a quick lunch break, but I had to give you a buzz.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for calling
us. Oh, my God, man.
Well,
yeah,
Shady,
we were just talking about him at work today. I actually brought him up. I was like, because, where you're talking about with the Eagles, all the inconsistency these first few games, Shady's been there, man. He's the glue that binds, He's been through it all. He's been there, 100-yard rusher every game. I mean, and it's just like you said, and I said it too at work this morning. I was like, we haven't had a rusher like this since I don't even remember when. He's awesome,
man. I'm not going to cast a disparaging light on Brian Westbrook, who is a great player, but Westbrook wasn't a go-to running back. I don't want Shady McCoy to get the ball 28 times a game, but I sure as heck wouldn't mind seeing him 22 carries a game.
In the 20s. Yeah. In the low 20s would be good. I think you got to keep giving him the ball because he's going to make something happen.
I think he gets stronger. I think he's a much more powerful player than a lot of people give him credit for being.
Yeah.
And I think that he's, while he carries the football away from his body, I think he's fumbled twice or 3 times in his career. And he's got enough speed to get down the field. He runs between the tackles really well. Block. I mean, he just does it all. I think he just does it all.
I don't like to talk about that F word, man. And that's the one you just brought up because that was one of the knocks when he was getting drafted. Was what teams were shying away from Shady because he did the F word and he's been staying away from it, man. He really has. It's amazing, and that was his big knock. Seriously, I remember when he was getting ready to get picked up. I was like, we got to get Shady, man. He's going to come to us, and we got him. And yeah, he's very reliable, man. He's definitely. He's something special, I'll tell you.
Well, remember that draft. Now, that was the 2009 draft,
yeah.
And it was no Sean Moreno, Beanie Wells, the kid Donald Brown, the kid that the Colts took from Connecticut. It was Shady, and I think Shady's better than all of them, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So,
without a doubt.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Ted Williams, running back coach, has done a terrific job with him. And look, I've said this before, I love Deion Lewis, who is clearly the Eagles' number 2 back. He brings it. I think he can really help this football team, and I think he's going to be a terrific running back for years to come. So the Eagles have a nice 1-2 combination back there.
Yeah, and real quick, Dave, I wanted to talk about one more thing.
Yeah.
And that's the defense. Now, this is the thing, man. I've been a fan since the year I was born in 1970 in Fallcroft. So, I was born in Northeast Philly, raised in Fallcroft. I have never seen a defense so inconsistent, and yet so, I mean, now these are the things I'm hearing about it. That they finally figured out what it is that they can do, and they're doing it, or they're going to go back to being inconsistent again. This was the first game, I think, this year, Dave, that they were consistent the entire game. Is this going to carry over? Is this going to carry over after the bye week?
Well, a great question, and 2 good offenses coming to town next. The Dallas Cowboys are balanced. They've got big playmakers in the passing game. I don't know what Felix Jones' deal is. He's got a high ankle sprain, but They've got some problems up front offensively. I mean, they're a good offense, though. And then the Bears come in, and the Bears last night, they went to more of a max protect look. They gave Jay Cutler time to throw the football. Forte is a terrific all-purpose running back receiver. So we'll find out the next couple of weeks here, and then the Cardinals after that. So three straight games at Lincoln Financial Field. Eagles, you win them all. 5-4, you like the way that feels going into the stretch run. But there's not any margin for error. You got to win these football games.
One at a time, one play at a time. Yeah. Man, let's go Eagles.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Enjoy your lunch break, Dave. Yeah, the Eagles showed up yesterday defensively. They were much physical defense, downhill defense, attacked the Washington running game. And if the Eagles can stop a team's running game, throw the football against Nnamdi and Asante and Rodgers Cromartie and go cover the receivers. That's what this defense was supposed to be like. Make a team throw on Nnamdi. You know, people are saying Nnamdi's disappointing, and I understand he hasn't had a bunch of plays. But when you see him in one-on-one coverage, he really doesn't give up very much. He had one pass interference call yesterday, a holding call. But again, the Washington wide receivers, let's take a look. And if you want to go week by week by week, we can do that. Dante Stallworth, 3 catches, 30 yards. Jabbar Gaffney, 2 catches, 55 yards. And Santana Moss, 2 catches, 38 yards, nothing. Put your cornerbacks out there, Juan. That's what they're here for. All right, speaking of Eagles, speaking of wide receivers, Jeremy Maclin continues a great, great run here. 5 catches, 101 yards yesterday. Let me look at my handy-dandy notes here. He's got 37 catches. 489 after 6 games, which is big. Big, big, big numbers for Jeremy Maclin, who spoke to the media after the game, a 20-13 Eagles victory at FedEx Field.
After the 4 losses, to go out there and get a win today.
Yeah, it definitely feels good. You kind of take... You know, you don't know how good it feels, you know, after you ain't won in a while, but it definitely feels good. And I think it's a good start to go into the bye week, man, and hopefully get this thing rolling.
Jeremy, there was no room for error. I mean, you know, if you would have lost today, I mean, it's almost impossible to come back. So, I mean, what was the thought coming in?
You just got to win, man. It doesn't matter how you win, you just got to win. I think today was the ultimate team effort. You know, offense came out hot. Defense played well all game. We offense kind of stalled a little bit in the second half. You know, they were throwing things at us, you know, a little differently. And, defense held the ground, man. So I think today was definitely an ultimate team win.
Shady touched the ball more than he ever had in a game today. I mean, definitely part of the plan, or did it?
I think that's just how things worked out, man. We saw certain ways to, you know, kind of, you know, gash him a little bit in the run game, and that's what we did. Shady played lights out, man. I think he definitely ran the ball well today.
You guys came in together. What has it been like seeing him improve as a player over the last 3 years?
It's been fun, man. He's an exciting player. This offense is filled with exciting players, but you know, he definitely whenever he touches the ball, he can definitely do some things with the ball in his hand.
How important was it that you guys were able to?
Let's go into the auditorium now. Andy Reid, ready to address the media. Then he will be in studio here.
Okay, on the injury front, King Dunlap is getting better. I have some time here to recuperate with the low back spasms. And then Brandon Graham, most likely, unless there's some form of a setback, would start practicing when we get back. Trent Cole and Jason Peters are making progress, and again, the rest and rehab here will help them for the next week or two. And then Howard Mudd, adding to the injury report here, had hip replacement surgery, and it went very well according to the doctors. And he should be back and ready to go here when we get back. Good win, good team win, and against a good football team, Mike Shanahan and has put together a good football team down there, and along with Bruce Allen, and so it was all in all, I was happy for the players and the coaches. I thought they did a very nice job of preparation, and they showed a lot of emotion during the game and throughout the game, and then played a good physical football, which I think is important. Other than that, time's yours.
Do you anticipate having them at practice when you get back, or are they still going to have a ways to go here?
I think we have a chance to, yeah. We'll just see how it goes. I mean, they've made pretty good strides here, but the thing I've done with the players we met today and went over the tape, and then I got them out of here. So until next Monday, the injured guys will remain up here and continue to rehab. So we'll just take it day by day here with those guys and see how they do.
Practice at all, but how do you feel about Brandon coming back and what can he add?
Well, listen, he's worked so hard. I mean, you can't help but be pulling for him. He spent so much time rehabbing and getting out there and running around doing the things that you do when you come off a tough surgery. So we'll see how he does.
What message to the team as you left them today, and how much do you want them to think about football?
Well, listen, I want them to get away. You can't help it. I mean, you're in the season. Games are going on around you. You can't help but think about football. You're not going to forget about that. I'm not sure you even do that in the off season. So, but I want them to just get away and take a deep breath, get their bodies and minds back to where they get some. They're able to relax and then get back here and get ready to work again. And I think the bye comes at a good time. You know, it's close enough to the middle of the season where. You know, where I think it's a good thing.
Do you have to make a decision yet on when to activate Graham? Is there a deadline?
Just a lot.
When do you have to make a decision on when you have to activate Graham or not?
Well, we'll see this next week. I mean, we'll see how, and then you have 3 week period there, you know, to make your decision.
Andy, do you allow yourself to give away the game mentally for a few days?
Yeah, like, you know, I'm probably speaking for myself when I say the players too, and coaches. We're going to try to step away for at least a couple of days, but I think your mind's always churning on things. At least I find that with myself. So.
Is it a more difficult decision to give that week off this time around, given the shortened period with the lockout, this team coming together, and all that kind of thing?
No, it wasn't. Sometimes you can take a step back to take a step forward. I think sometimes you just have to do it. I think you guys will see it. I mean, you'll feel it. You get a little time, you know, you won't have those hand cramps and stuff.
You've had a lot of change on the O-line for various reasons, injuries and guys getting benched and everything, guys coming and going. Just kind of address what that whole group has been through and where they are and the challenge that's...
Yeah, we've had some injuries, but I think the mindset of this team is that, okay, the guys that are hurt are hurt. The next guys step in and we really don't look back. I mean, that's the mindset of the group. And, you know, that's a tribute to Howie and the job he's done with the personnel and a tribute to the coaches and the players and how they approach it. So here Winston has an opportunity to play, steps in and does a nice job. Todd Herrmanns goes over and plays left tackle. He does a nice job. Our defensive line, you know, Wash and Juan have done a great job there. Wash, you know, moving people around and doing different things, I think is a tribute to you know, him being a veteran in this league and having trust, you know, in his guys. So, and then the secondary, you know, guys move around there. So,
some of the Redskins said they thought that Mike Vick was kind of woozy after that one hit where he came out. I mean, was he checked for a concussion on the sideline?
Yeah, he was. I mean, he came off. He said, you know, they're number 59. He's a smart guy. So, you know, he tried to bring a little attention to it. And I love the way he plays. And he tries to, you know, bring attention to things. And Mike was trying to pull away from him. And he made sure he held on to him and tried to get him out of there. But Mike was okay. I mean, right when he came to the sideline, he goes, "Hey, listen, I'm fine."
It looked like it was maybe more serious than it might have really been.
I think so. Like I said, he's pretty smart.
What works so well in the run defense?
Well, Juan and Wash, you know, worked some things out up front. I thought the linebackers played well, and I thought we tackled better as a unit. So, but Wash and Juan, gave him some different looks up front, and that I thought was you know, that was pretty productive there.
How big was that for Blount personally? To, you know, he was under a lot of heat, and he looked really relieved afterwards. I mean, how good was that to see, and how important was that?
Well, listen, I think everybody, you know, but nobody works harder than Juan, and there's not a better football guy in our building than Juan Castillo. I mean, he knows the game in and out. So, you know, but he was proud of his guys, I think, most of all, and he's very close with the players, and they respect him for that, you know, for his abilities.
Go for it on fourth down when you could have maybe kicked a 50-yard.
Yeah, the 32 there. Yeah, well, it was short. And listen, we had a little momentum going. I wanted to just continue on. We needed points. So you get, what, three series a quarter on the average, and we go interception, interception, and then I'm going, all right, let's knock this thing out, man. Let's get a touchdown. I want a touchdown now. Had nothing to do, if you're leading up to this, it had nothing to do with my trust in the kicker. I have full trust there. He was bombing him from 30, you know, from the 35 in pregame, so I didn't worry about that. But I wanted to get a touchdown that second half, especially coming off of the two negatives.
Andy, what did you see Allen and Coleman flying to the ball like they did yesterday? How much can you build on that, and are they your starting safeties moving forward?
Well, listen, Kirk Coleman, I mean, that's a career day right there. That's a pretty nice job. I mean, it doesn't happen very often. I don't think it's ever happened in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. So, I'm proud of him for rebounding. He was sat down. He came back and played strong, and that takes a special person to be able to do that. And then Nate had one and was really in a position to make another one, if not, a third one. So, but listen, they're young guys that are improving. I tell you the same thing about the linebackers, young guys that are improving. And so as long as they keep working hard and keep the right mindset, you know, that's a good thing. And really focus in on the game plan. So that one, you know, the one interception Kurt had there was, I mean, that was a special one where he went up and over, and pretty nice play right there.
As the season progresses, maybe getting more time on defense, would you like that to happen, or do you think?
Well, you saw we dressed him, and he got some work on special teams, and sometimes what that does, that allows him to get caught up with the speed of the game. Game day is a little different than, obviously, than practice. He missed some time during training camp that hurt there a bit. So, you know, it's just getting him caught back up and going. Great kid, smart, hard worker. So, we'll just see how he does. He's making improvement every week. So,
with Alex Henry, I don't think he's made a field goal over 38, 39 yet. Is your strategy, I mean, do you find yourself, you said in this particular instance it wasn't, but in general, does your strategy revolve around his range, or do you have full trust that he can hit a 44 or 46?
No, I feel good that he can do that. I mean, you guys have been out of practice. He's had two great weeks of practice, and I'm not sure he's missed one in practice the last couple of weeks. So he's I've got trust in him. That's not the issue. Just, you know, we wanted to get a touchdown. That's what I wanted. And we'd been moving the ball pretty good, and I thought we need a break. We still had a pretty good play in hand that I thought was very confident with, and had a pretty good idea what they were going to do, and we just weren't able to get it completed.
You mentioned Wash giving a different looks. Did that include not going wide nine quite so much?
He mixed that up, and listen, my hat's off to both he and Juan for working that out. That was a good deal. So, and as much as you can give different looks, I think that's good against certain teams.
What do you mean working it out? It was just you talking about scheme, or was it
just doing it? Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, no, there was no disagreement. It was just doing it.
Line that they've been saying since camp that, you know, pretty much on every snap they were rushing, trying to get penetration right away. I know there was at least one where I saw, I think, Colin Jenkins drop into coverage, and maybe there were others that I didn't see. Did you change that at all, have them ease up on the attack at some points? If
no, not at all. Even when they were at the six, it was penetrating. That none of that had changed. We just moved location and, you know, against certain looks. So.
Asante's the play where he got hurt and kind of the way he went about that tackling. Do you have any thoughts on that? What do you mean?
Well, it's a big man, so I just tell him, you know, maybe get that target a little lower, you know, if you can. I mean, it's a big kid, so and Asante isn't a real big kid, so you want to, you know.
Was that a form, you're taught to go low, and he went really low and kind of, you know, almost got his knee into the head. Is it?
Yeah, you got to move your head out of the way. But the kid, you know, the kid tried to come down on him, and you just got to get your head out of the way. Well, I'll tell you this. Everybody's calling everybody right now, so that's what takes place. So to tell you that we haven't talked to anybody, I can't tell you that. But you know, but people, that's what they're doing now, and they've been doing here for a little bit. So you know, nothing's taking place.
To bring in a new guy who might play a prominent role, given that you already have a lot of new guys, that some things have been slow. Is it a risk then to bring in someone new if you were going to do that?
Well, you know, we just have to evaluate who it is and, you know, what system they're coming from or whatever. You know, I mean, there are things that you look at there. So I like the guys we have, but at the same time, we're always looking to get better.
Roster move. I mean, does that kind of play into the team comes to you, you know, knowing that you have to get rid of a defensive end, possibly?
Well, probably, you know, if that's a route we go, you know, we've got abundance on a couple different positions, so we're not forced into any one position and doing things. So, but you know, that people ask those type of questions, exactly what you asked. So. You evaluate what's going to benefit the Philadelphia Eagles and the most, and when you do these deals.
When you drafted Brandon, he was kind of listed as maybe like a tweener guy, defensive end, outside linebacker. Is there any way to use him in any sort of unique way, do you think, if he can come back here?
Well, listen, he's coming off a major surgery, so you want to bring him back in and kind of let him get back into football here, and that normally takes a little bit of time. So you have to be realistic about it, and then go from there. I can tell you, his last play was his best play. It was a phenomenal move that he put on the last play when he hurt his knee, and so we're looking for him just to get back in the swing and get in that groove of playing football. He hasn't had contact with anybody yet, so it's you can't do that when you're on the PUP list.
Were you surprised if the trade deadline passes and you guys haven't done anything?
No, I wouldn't be surprised either way. No. I appreciate that.
A guy who bounced around the league a little bit, been a few different places, and he's obviously solidified a starting role here. What's he done, I guess, to earn that starting role? How does he fit in with your offensive line?
Well, Evan's done a nice job. He had a nice game yesterday. He's a good athlete, very intelligent, loves to play the game. So the style of offense, I think, fits the way he plays, and very athletic for a big man.
Play yesterday change the way that you think about the offensive line at all in terms of?
Yeah, we'll just say, you know, those are all things I'll look at here in the next few days. But you know, if you get Jason back and so on, and we add a couple guys to the mix there, I was happy though for Winston being able to get back out there and playing the way he did.
This morning.
Yeah, it's a little tender, but he's our, you know, whole body's a little tender.
Training camp or preseason, right?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, his whole body is a little sore, so.
And didn't seem as comfortable coming in with changing from Juan's setup to Howard Mudd's setup. How did he do in that? Did you think he
grabbed it? Really, it fits his style. You know, Winston is another guy that's a great athlete. So, you know, very quick, and the quick sets I think fit what he does. I said this before, but it was very similar to what Juan did with the three-step drop. It was kind of what Howard does with all the drops, and so Winston was very good at that when he was, you know, when he was there. But.
Several players said the start was on them. They took their share of the blame. They're sticking by you, and they needed to go out and win a game. How does that make you feel, and how have you kept this team together?
Well, listen, I've got great coaches and great players. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. Guys that like to play football, like to coach football. And so, I appreciate all of them. I told you that before. I appreciate the way they went about business. And somewhere along the line, the ball will start bouncing your way as long as you're working hard and attacking, you know, the issues that you need to get better at. So,
if you have Todd, Jason, and Winston all healthy, are you considering moving Todd back to left guard, Winston, or is that?
We'll see. I'm gonna go through all that and just look at all that. But I'm glad I have the flexibility to at least be able to look at it. You know, so.
Going your way. I mean, there were a few tips this game, and we've seen tips go the other way for you guys, and this week they seem to fall your way. Is there any explanation for that? Is that just luck sometimes? Or?
Well, after Selleck's catch, I felt pretty good. I'm going right. Yeah, maybe things are bouncing the right way.
Talk about Selleck's day, part of the offense as a receiver, but also looked like he blocked pretty well.
Yeah, he did both. He did both well. There were a couple that, you know, he had the one that went over 59's head there and got through his arms, but I think that might have been brushed there a little bit. But and then the naked play was a little bit of a low throw. So. But I thought he did good both ways.
Matt McCoy are becoming maybe some of the elite players in this league in their third seasons. Can you talk a little bit about the progress that you've seen from them, and is this kind of what you'd expected? By this point in their careers,
I think McCoy is, there are not a lot of backs playing as well as he is right now, and you also take into consideration his value as a blocker and as a receiver. You see how good of a runner he is when he has a ball in his hand, and Macklin I think is just getting back into the swing of things. You know, I think endurance wise and so on, I think he's just catching up from missing the training camp. So, but I think he's playing very good football, and Michael has a lot of trust in him.
All right, that is head coach Andy Reid, and he is he's done for the week with the media. He's not going to be done with us because we're going to get him in studio here in just a couple of minutes. But generally a very positive review after the Eagles' 20-13 victory over the Washington Redskins. Brandon Graham eligible to practice. Now he can practice for 3 weeks, during which time the Eagles can either put him on the active roster or put him on injured reserve. The rest of the players were in today. They will have the rest of the week off to get rest. A lot of rest there. Remainder of the week to get rest off. Eagles nightly tonight, 7 o'clock. We bring it all your way. Andy Reid on the way into the studio. Let's take a little break. He's coming right in.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you need it. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles head coach Andy Reid. Congratulations, coach, on a great win on Sunday. It really does change the mood of the world, doesn't it, when you win?
Well, yeah, it was a lot better than the alternative there, which we had gone through for about a month. So the win was welcomed. I appreciated the hard work by the guys and the coaches, players and coaches. They very easily could have hung their head. They didn't do that. They kept battling during practice and ended up coming up with a win there.
You can tell, right, if losses are getting to players and if they are not giving all their effort or if they're feeling frustrated. I mean, I don't think fans realize you can tell on a minute-by-minute basis, can't you?
Well, you can, absolutely. It's tough to lose in the National Football League. It's tough to put four of them back-to-back there mm-hmm. in the National Football League. So, the guys, they battled through that, and they really focused in on correcting the mistakes and as coaches and players. And we all had them. So, we figured it out, and we've got a ton more to do. We're not near the goodness that we want to be, and so we've got to continue to push.
Andy, how do you keep your cool? I mean, it's 13 years here. You've seen it all. How do you keep your cool when everything else around you is, there's all this criticism, four games lost in a row, media looking for players to make, inflammatory comments. People are, your press conference is decidedly negative. How do you keep it together?
Well, I'm very fortunate to have good people around me. I have the support of our owner, Jeffrey Lurie, and Joe Banner, who have always been very positive and upbeat. And the players and coaches. Like I said, I'm surrounded with good people that I know will work very hard at their profession and try to right their wrong. And so I'd add Howie Roseman into that. Likewise.
Six games in, give me the state of the Eagles offense. What do you like about it, and what do you need to get better in?
Well, it's an explosive offense, both in the pass game and the run game. We've got to be more consistent in the red zone and as far as scoring touchdowns and not having the turnovers. And so we've got to take that up another notch. Did a little better. We got to do better than what we did. We had a couple opportunities the second half there to be in there and score points, and we didn't do that.
When you reviewed red zone opportunities, were the plays there? Had they been executed? Was it bad execution? Was it play calls you'd like to have back? I mean, what kind of?
Well, you go through and you analyze all those. I would tell you there's probably a little of each. I don't think I would never point to one thing there. And I don't think you can. I think you've got to look at the whole and be real with yourself as a coach and real with yourself as players. And so that's how we do business.
Michael Vick's performance through six games?
Well, I mean, he's really setting the world on fire with the yards and so on. He He eliminated the turnovers that we had, and like I said, they're not all his at all. Everybody has a little piece of that pie too. So even though his name gets put on him, but he's very hard on himself, which normally leads to greatness as long as it's not a negative on the field, and it's not. He's always trying to work to get better. He spends a lot of hours in the building, and he's a phenomenal athlete. So and a phenomenal quarterback. So he's doing well.
LeSean McCoy deservedly getting all these accolades. We did a graphic earlier of his performance, leading the league in first downs, third in the league in yards per carry, fourth in the league in rushing. I mean, this kid is a phenomenal running back. How do you feel about 28 carries? I mean, is it kind of a game-to-game thing with him?
Well, it really is. You get a lead, and you probably get a few more carries in that second half. However, he had a good number in the first half too. So it's anytime you can have a combination, a nice combination of things going. I always say that 60-40 ratio is pretty good, pass to run, and so you end up with 70 plus plays, and he gets 28 carries, and the little guy got a couple more. So mm-hmm. I think it was a good combination there.
Andy, two rookies starting on the offensive line, 40% of your offensive line rookies, plus you've had all these changes with injuries. State of the O-line, and then do you anticipate moving forward that to really get to that level where you want to be, it's still about defeating the blitz consistently because teams are going to keep coming after you?
Well, yeah, it's both in protection. Again, everybody has a piece of that too. So, I'm proud of the offensive line with the different pieces being moved around. I think Howard Mudd's done a nice job with them. And so anytime that you can throw the ball for as much as you've thrown it and run it for as much as you've run it, and then the real test is you get down to the end of the game and you've got to have yards. And those big guys are blocking and fullbacks blocking, tight ends are blocking, and McCoy's running well. So that's the way you want to finish a game off, and that was good physical football right there.
Last offensive question: you guys, you start a lot of games with play action, throw it deep. Just is it to set something up for later, or you try to get the momentum right away? I mean,
well, we've done that the last three games or so, and so we mix it up. You know, we mix in the run sometimes on first play.
Hey, we're gonna come after you guys.
Well, we're always going to come after you.
Yeah.
Somewhere. It doesn't have to be the first play. Right. So, well, we're always going to take our shots down the field because we have the type of players to do that and the quarterback to throw it. So, somewhere along the line, we're gonna come after you.
You said after the Buffalo game that you saw something late in that game, and defensively it kind of carried over yesterday. Do you believe that momentum started in Buffalo carried over?
I do. I just think you could feel it that third and fourth quarter. The excitement on the bench, and there were positive things happening. Even though it finished on a negative, I just felt like you could capture, if you could capture that and feel that and build on that as opposed to the loss. Putting all your focus into, doggone, we just lost our fourth game. Let's build on the things that we need to build on, and then we'll take care of it. We'll get those turnovers. We're going to fix those. You know, we'll take care of that. But don't lose that emotional edge that I thought you had created that second half.
Is that the difference between the way the defense played yesterday and at times the way the defense didn't play in the previous five games?
No, I think there were other little things in there, but I think you're seeing it with defenses throughout the National Football League.
And
I really felt the lockout was going to hurt defenses more than it was going to hurt offenses. Because the offenses throw so much junk at you that now you got to try to defend them, make sure you have the right leverage and so on. But I really believe that at least 80% of this game is played from the neck up. And so you've got to have the right mindset. It's an emotional game no matter how you cut it. It's like no other. And you have to play as a team. Everybody's got to be doing their job to the best of their ability and running the scheme to the best of their ability, and coaches likewise. Coaches got to be in there, and they've got to have their head screwed on right and make sure that they're taking care of their play. Every player is different, every week's different scheme wise, and so you got to make sure that you keep yourself right there.
Yeah, I got to tell you, from the waist down, this player in the last 2 weeks, when I watch the game, what do I know? But Nate Allen looks great, like huge jump in the last 2 weeks. Am I seeing the right thing?
Yeah, that's he's coming back off again an injury. So yeah. You're right; it is from the waist down, and you probably cut it in half there too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But listen, he's playing well. He's always had great ball skills. I think the impressive thing is how physical he's playing. He's attacking his tackles. He's trusting the guys around him that, listen, you're not going to make every tackle, but if you can get the guy to stop his momentum or move sideways, you know your teammates are going to be there for you because you rally to the football. So he's doing that. He's throwing it around with the best of them right now, and then his ball skills back there are really, really fine.
The way you handle Brandon Graham here, I think everybody in the press conference wanted you to – say, hey, yeah, he's going to come out. You have to watch him in practice, though, first. I mean, to throw him on the field would be a stretch? Or?
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. I mean,
you have 3 weeks to practice with him, right?
Yeah, you have 3 weeks to practice. And I'm not saying he's not going to play against the Cowboys, but I think you just have to get him out there and see what he can do and make sure that you remember this is his two-a-days right now. So this is his Lehigh, and you're putting it all together for him. In a short period of time and coming off an injury. So you've got to be smart with that.
What do you do for the next couple of days here? What is the actual self-scouting process like?
That's exactly what it is. You go back and you analyze all the different categories, short yardage, goal line, red zone, nickel, base, your pass game, your run game. You go through it all. And so we'll do that on both sides of the ball. Special teams will do the same thing, make sure that we're running the right things. What can we do better against certain looks? Are we putting the players in the right position with our calls? Are the right players on the field at the right time? And so all of those things you go through and you kind of rehash. And you do it every week, but now you got a little bit more condensed time to do it.
Well, after that, enjoy a day or two off. Everybody's looking forward to it. And come back strong down the stretch here, Coach. Andy Reid, thanks for joining us here in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why?
Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night. Grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking. He's being chased. He gets out of the way. He runs. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We're back. Dave Spadaro with you. We go to the telephones now and talk to Corey in Philadelphia. Hi, Corey.
Dave, what's up, man?
Things are better, my friend. How about you?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm loving it. Loving it, man.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to jump up and down here. The Eagles still have ground to catch up on.
Oh,
and,
yes. It's going to be a long couple of months. But...
And you know, listen, they know they've blown some games. So now you got to win
rally
some of those
up,
games that you didn't think you were going to win, maybe, you know, that you and I penciled in on the schedule. The Eagles' schedule as we move forward here, it's a mixed bag. Three straight games at Lincoln Financial Field, the Cowboys, the Bears, and the Cardinals. I mean,
We owe the Bears something, and I'm not relying on our past, but we, 11-0 off of the bye, so they give us something to look forward to. But literally, you got to take every game by game.
Oh, yeah, and then, no doubt. And then you look after that. It's at the Giants. It's the Patriots here at Seattle. I mean, it's on a short week at Seattle. So it's a daunting schedule, and it's right there for you. I mean,
yeah, but
let's go win.
We got the talent to do it.
Yes.
We got the talent and the coaching staff to do it.
Yes.
What I seen yesterday, I just see a team trying to form together. Like everybody say, the OTAs and the – That really did have an effect on us, a big effect on us. But as I see a team trying to form together, and I think we're going to be good.
I think the Eagles, what you lament the most about this team is not that, well, this didn't play well, that they lost all four of those games. Okay, if you had split and lost two bad losses,
right?
You know, you take it, but all four of them.
Ouch.
I mean, yeah, 4-2. And a shaky 4-2 right now, you go, I'll take that. We got a lot of things to get better, but we're still 4-2. And
right,
but they weren't able to capture those four games or any of those four games. So
we could have won all of them.
Could have, you know, losing Vic in Atlanta clearly hurt. Losing Vic against the Giants clearly hurt.
Yes.
Two missed field goals, and just poor red zone play and poor defense play against the Niners. And then Buffalo, you can't fall behind like that and turn the ball over so much.
Did you see Ty Herman's yesterday? That boy, like, he is growing to an all-pro.
Todd Herman's a good point, Corey. Todd Herman's is playing great football.
He's
no matter where he's lining
football.
up.
It don't matter where he lines up at. You see him running people over.
Yeah. And he's probably better left tackle than all of his positions.
Right. I'm loving it, man. I want to see Jason Peters get healthy. Hopefully Graham get healthy.
Hey, what if Justice is you go, he's our best right tackle, and Peters is your best left tackle, then what do you do with Harriman's? Put him at left guard or right guard?
I don't know, but that's a good problem to have.
I mean, do you have to play Watkins? Do you have to play Mathis?
That's a good problem to have. That's all I can know, man. And Nate Allen is looking good. That was a good observation. He's running around out there.
Yeah.
He's running around out there. But I'll let you get everybody else in, man. Have
Thanks,
a nice
Corey.
One, man.
You guys, man, have a great week. Let's talk next week. All right. I mean, this will be our last show of the week. We are gone. We're players are taking off. We're going to do what we can and get our breather. You know, it was just such a weird off season, waiting and wondering if there was going to be a season. And then when it began, you know, we went from that Monday before training camp to this point right here. We have not had a day off. And great job. Nobody's complaining. But it just has been very intense. And so we're looking forward to the bye week as well. And it's nice to be out there on the bye week in good spirits. And that's where we're at. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Eagles Live, the name of the program. And we are rocking and rolling here because that's what we do on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The NFC East, well, the Giants lead the way at 4-2. They play the Dolphins at home, at New England, and then at San Francisco. So, tough games. The Redskins at Carolina, which will be a tough game, at Buffalo, which will be a tough game, and then San Fran. Cowboys have a couple of easier home games sandwiched around the trip here. So, you know, look, I don't know. The next we take this season in kind of segments, and that's the segment that I'm focusing on. Joey in Atlanta joins us. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Dave. I haven't seen you since before the Atlanta game. Where? In the hotel lobby.
Oh, I was in the hotel lobby?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
I was feeling really good then, and then ever since that game, I sort of feeling really sick every time I thought about the Eagles getting ready to play. And
yeah.
Now the defense is looking at, like they're clicking a little more, but I didn't get to see the game because I had to work. So I was going to ask you, from your perspective, evaluating the team moving forward, how did the safeties look? Because I saw the highlights. They looked like they played a lot better. And
yeah.
Other than that, give me your opinion on the linebackers and the O-line progressing.
All right, let's talk about the safeties first. I think Nate Allen, as I just spoke with Andy Reid here, when I watch Nate Allen, I see a player who is really has taken his game up a huge level here the last 2 weeks. I think he's playing great football. I mean, great football. Like I can't wait to see what happens as he keeps improving. I get really excited about what Nate Allen can be. Obviously, Kurt Coleman yesterday was tremendous. Three interceptions, around the football constantly. Had a helmet-to-helmet, a hit on a defensive receiver, but I thought it was a shoulder-first, unfortunate hit, but physical. And I still want to see Jaquan Jarrett. I mean, Jaquan Jarrett's kind of the mystery man here. We've seen Jarrett Page. He's struggled. He's been okay at times. I mean, it's been up and down for him. But I think at this point, he's probably your fourth safety.
So if we get some consistency from those two safeties right there. Then
well, if Nate Allen keeps getting better and better, I think he's going to be tremendous back there, tremendous. The linebackers, I really like Brian Roll. I think Brian Roll is going to be a pretty darn good football player. I think he's physical, played the run real well yesterday, as did Moses Foku. And he's a smaller guy, but he's a physical player. Now, here's my test coming forward here with Roll. When the Cowboys come to town, they will throw the football short to their receivers or to their running backs. And certainly when the Bears come to town with Matt Forte, I want to see Roll in coverage, because I think he'll be in the weak side linebacker. Primary pass coverage is the running back. So Forte, there's none better than Matt Forte. Chaney's playing better. Look, since the end of the Bills game, I think the Eagles defense has played pretty well. Offensive line, look, get rid of the football, man. Get rid of it. Three steps, get it out, or go deep, a little max protect. I think that I have questions about still the youth at right guard, the youth at center, but I think this team has more depth along the offensive line with King Dunlap, who started, with Jamal Jackson, who started, with Winston Justice, who has started. Three pretty good veterans who are backup offensive linemen right now for this football team.
Another question, do they have Roll? Is he covering the running backs right now, and then Foku's on the tight ends?
And then they will take Foku out and bring in an extra cornerback, which I think will be an interesting thing to watch against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Cowboys come in here with great passing threats. Austin, Dez Bryant, Jason Witten. Felix Jones has reportedly a high ankle sprain. Can he play? They lost another offensive lineman yesterday. One of their guards was out for the season. So they're going to be, you know, reaching for some depth at the along the offensive line. That's going to be a concern for the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, Dave, one last question.
Yeah.
Because I said I haven't got to see a lot of games. When I was watching the Atlanta game, I couldn't even, like, pay attention to the action. I was evaluating the secondary and just trying to piece this team together in my head with all these new pieces. I've heard a lot of people bashing on the cornerbacks on TV in prior weeks, and that was analysts are saying, oh, you know, what's up with this expensive secondary? They can't cover anybody. But I kind of felt like, and I haven't seen every game, I kind of felt like the cornerbacks were doing all right. It's just maybe there were some other pieces that weren't really doing that great that were making them look bad.
Well,
I don't really like to see Asante Samuel tackling Frank Gore. There's something wrong with that picture. But how are the cornerbacks played throughout the year?
I like when the Eagles play man-to-man. I like when Nnamdi's up at the line of scrimmage in press coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And when they've been in those positions, they have not been victimized in the passing game. When the Eagles are in zone, however, they get picked apart. And even yesterday in the last drive, there was too much zone, in my opinion. And when they get in zone, they just don't seem to know where the other guy is. It just it takes a long time. So
whose area are we in right now?
Yeah, I would like. I personally would like to see the Eagles play more man. I like man. I like I like Asante. I don't want Asante 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. At times it worked yesterday, but not again. I don't want Dez Bryant catching and running or Miles Austin catching and running against the Philadelphia Eagles. I want them to earn it. And I want Tony Romo to have to hold the football against a pass rush that gets Trent Cole back, that's going to be fresh and ready and hungry. And the Dallas Cowboys offensive line's taking some hits. So, you know, when the Eagles are up at the line of scrimmage in man coverage, the cornerbacks have been fine. Fine.
Roger Scrimardi doing pretty well in the nickel. I mean, he's probably never really.
You know, I didn't see. I'll be honest with you. Be real honest with you. He's had a couple of chances to make interceptions, has not done so. And but it made a very nice pass breakup in the goal line area. Yesterday against the Redskins, so he's been okay. He's been okay. Not as physical as I'd like. Thanks for the call.
I don't want to keep you.
No worries.
Let somebody else get a call. But nice talking to you. Thanks for answering my question.
You got it, my man. Yeah, I mean, I think the reports that the cornerbacks have not played well, a little bit. Not as accurate as I guess I would say. Speaking of the Cowboys and the Patriots, you know, take a little look around the NFC East here. Cowboys go to New England yesterday. Excellent football game. Cowboys lose. So let's take a look at some of the highlights of that game. The Cowboys and the Patriots.
Tony Romo and the Cowboys visiting Foxborough to take on the Patriots. And Romo wearing that Kevlar black jacket also took a pain-killing injection before the game. Tom Brady has won 30 straight games at home. And Brady, though, looking for Deion Branch, but it's picked off by Terrence Newman.
You don't see that much Terrence Newman. Great on the play, followed the receiver, made the interception.
6-3, though, and Brady, it's Wes Welker. He's ruled down at the 1 yard line, but look at Welker right away. Coach!
He knew he was inside the pylon with the ball. He's hard to stop on these little option routes inside the five.
And clearly, Welker is in for the touchdown, so the play is overturned. Pats on top, 13-3. Cowboys now, it is Romo. He dumps it off to Felix Jones. He's tackled by Gary Guyton awkwardly. And that was it. Jones did not return, left with an injured ankle. Tony Romo, watch this move.
Beast,
Dez Bryant.
Man in the tracks.
He's a beast, man. He's so gifted, so talented. Just have to put it all together. He has to put it all together.
Just has to stay healthy and stay on the field.
How
many?
The former 88 talking about the current 88. Now it's Romo to Jason Witten here.
I love the design of that play, Fran. He put Jason Witten behind the line of scrimmage on a sneak play. Beautiful design.
13-10 at the half. Third quarter now, Romo. And this was the Cowboys' issue all day long. They got inside the red zone. They were kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, when you have a high-scoring team like the Patriots, you have to score touchdowns.
Tied up at 13. Brady now looking for Aaron Hernandez, but he's stripped by Brady James. And Newman is Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, you can tell his defense, they were trying to get in spot. Man, what a play by Brady James, getting his hand in there after Hernandez making the catch, getting rid of that ball,
And the last time Brady faced Rob Ryan as a defensive coordinator, Ryan was with the Cleveland Browns and held the Patriots to fewer than 15 points and coughed up three turnovers. They had three turnovers today as Sean Lee makes an athletic play after Brady's hit the arm.
Man, really like this young linebacker right here. What hands he has, awareness. He's always around the football.
Cowboys ensuing possession, LaRon Robinson. Rams let him go. Cowboys gladly scooped him up.
Yards after the catch and get some blocks by your fellow receivers downfield.
Third and goal now, and it's Romo. The shovel pass didn't work. Deshaun Choice wrapped up.
Defended properly. It's a good call, conservative call, but settled for a field goal.
Another field goal.
All right, so it's 16-13, Cowboys on top. You like that fire, 88?
I love when they have that fire. I want everybody to have the fire. One cannot carry the load.
How about this drive? 2:31 left, two timeouts for the Pats. Brady to Aaron Hernandez. First down for the Patriots. A 1:57 now. Second and 5. Brady to Wes Welker. Only at 45 receiving yards, but he had a couple of big plays in this one. It's another Patriots first down.
I talked
first
about it
and 10. 57 seconds. Ooh. Brady. Danny Woodhead.
So they've taken advantage of what the Cowboys defense is willing to give them.
When he runs so hard, man. You just love this guy.
27 seconds left. Look at the bullet from Brady.
You got two tight ends on both sides. Gronkowski gets doubled. Hernandez is the single. Brady finds the single for a touchdown.
On that drive, Brady was 8 for 9, 78 yards. Patriots on top. So the ensuing Cowboys drive for 14 seconds left, 20-16. Romo steps up, hits Jason Witten. So they're going to have one last shot here. Cowboys use their final timeout. This is their last chance. Can Tony Romo do it again? Spins out, but the pass incomplete. Patriots win 20-16.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
All right, how excited are you to leave?
You know, there's a lot of work still to be done. I think it's good that we can get a couple days just to, you know, relax and get our bodies fresh and everything and get back and get ready to play.
How much different is it heading off on the bye week on a good note after the win?
I mean, it's good. You know, I haven't, obviously, you know, I haven't experienced heading off on a loss, but the losses that we've had, you know, have been tough for us because it's not what we expected at this point. But you know, from the game that we just played and we just watched the film, and things are coming together, so we're excited about that.
You guys were in meetings now. How did the meetings go? What did you guys discuss? Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, we did. You know, there's mistakes that were still made. Wasn't a mistake-free game. You know, there was obviously we left some points on the board. We scored 20 in the first half. You know, so the goal is always, if you can do it in the first half, you can do it in the second half. And then on defense, they didn't score a touchdown in the first half, but then they scored one in the second half. So we've got to improve on the second half still and continue to get better in the third and fourth quarter.
How satisfying that two of the things that you guys had struggled with this season on defense, getting turnovers and stopping the run, were the real two big pluses for you guys yesterday?
I mean, it was satisfying. We know it's something that we can do. You know, obviously we're going to get criticized when we don't do it, but we know that it's something that we can do any game. And, you know, like I said, you know you can do it every game, but not every game happens in the way you draw it up. So, you know, good thing for us this one did, and we were able to keep ourselves alive this early in the season.
When it came to stopping the run, was there anything you guys did differently yesterday to be so successful?
Not particularly. There was a big emphasis on it. After Buffalo and all the teams that we had played against, we knew that Washington might want to come in and run and start the game off and run. And, they ran quite a bit, but once we were stopping it, they were forced to pass.
Getting that win yesterday, especially because it was a division win, you feel like there's some hope now going into the second half of the season you guys can maybe go on a run?
Yeah, I mean, the hope was always there. The hope never left. The fact that we got the win before the bye is good because, now we can put some wins together. I think for a young team and a new team, getting that win is a good spark. It's what you need, and hopefully it helps, more people collectively believe in what we can do and we can move forward.
How are you going to spend the bye,
Navi? I don't know yet, to be honest. I just got through watching the film and trying to figure out the schedule, so I'll figure it out soon enough.
For you, having six games under your belt now, how much more comfortable do you feel now as opposed to, when the season started?
I think with each game I'm getting more and more comfortable in what we're doing. Myself and the coaches are in the plays that we're calling on defense. I think everybody collectively is getting much more comfortable with each other. It's tough to just come in and think that it's going to work out perfectly when you don't even know the guy that's playing to the left of you. So the fact that we played a few games has helped us.
That hit feel pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't really, I didn't feel it really. And that's what they say, when you get a big hit. And that's how it is usually. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. So it was good that I didn't feel that one.
Thanks, Navi.
Thanks, Navi. Have a good week.
All right, that is Nnamdi Asamoah, of course. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live here, live from the NovaCare Complex, our Xfinity studio. Let's take a phone call or two. Let's go to Tyrell in Delaware. Hey, Tyrell.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to key on a couple of things. The run defense, I don't know what adjustments we made, but it was definitely awesome. And it was a plus to see the actual Eagles corners that we paid this money for play man-to-man defense instead of the zone. I think we played a little bit more man-to-man, and the other thing, just Todd Hermans is a monster, man. He can just do anything for us, and that's a big plus. So I was wondering, does he then, since Winston Justice played a good game, does he then go in and take Evan Mathis' spot?
I think it's something to consider. Or is it Danny Watkins, or does it not happen, or is Winston Justice not there? I mean, I think the Eagles do have some... It's interesting. You have some depth, but you also want to build some continuity here. And so, but if you want to put the five best, I mean, Howard Mudd's mantra is this: let's put the five best offensive linemen on the field. Well, is Winston Justice one of those five best? That's the question you have to ask. Is Todd Harriman's better at right tackle than left guard? Is Evan Mathis a better right guard than he would be a left guard? Would you want to, kind of retard the progress of Danny Watkins? Or do you, it's really, to me, very interesting kind of things that Howard, now that he's gotten through the hip surgery and will get back here for next week, will have to consider. What will he do at the offensive line? And I'm not sure it's a great thing because, you want to build those five players up there on the line the entire time, but there is some talent to work with.
Right. Well, as far as we're talking about continuity, Winston Justice will, I think, then help Danny. I mean, it's good to have a player in there like Todd Hermans or Winston Justice, whoever it may be, on the right tackle. I don't think Winston Justice is a bad player. I mean, he had that knee towards the end of last year that slowed him down, and he got the big knock on it because of that. But, And Kurt Coleman, I didn't see that coming from him. I watched a little of his game tape out of Ohio State and seen that productiveness out of him, but I just didn't see that coming. But was good to be able to see the Eagle just man up a little bit more, and hopefully we'll do that more into the future.
See, this is why I like Kurt Coleman a lot, and I think he's a good player. And the big question with Kurt is going to be always, is he able to stay healthy I just keep looking. I could watch LeSean McCoy run all day.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's a great player. With Coleman, is can he stay healthy? Because he's not a big guy. So if he can, you know, he's productive. He's a productive player and generally has been a good tackler other than that Victor Cruz play that just got him benched. But at the same time, Tyrell, I want to see Jaquan Jarrett play. I want to see what this kid's got. He's a second-round draft pick. So,
oh, man. I've watched his Temple tape over and over and over again, and he just looks like he's a total stud.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that matters here, obviously, is that the Eagles get ready for the Dallas Cowboys, you know, get their bye week in, get healthy, get ready for the Dallas Cowboys, and beat the Cowboys, and then beat the Bears, and then beat the Cardinals, and then we can start talking about what happens after that. But it's really all about... So the cast of characters, I think it's up to the coaches to decide. Coleman and Allen, your starting safeties. The offensive line, can't really tell you right now. But I would imagine they'll go back to Harriman's at right tackle, Mathis at left guard, Watkins at right guard, and Jason Peters at left tackle, and Kelsey at center. But that's right. Just a guess.
Right. Hey, I got one more question for you. How do you think Brandon Graham is looking?
Haven't seen Brandon Graham in pads. I mean, he's very excited, I can tell you that. He's bouncing around here this morning. He was all smiles. But he hasn't been in the game since December. So it's not like you're just going to come off the PUP and go in and play. I guess I'd be a little surprised if he's active for the Cowboys. I think you might want to get a couple weeks practicing with him.
Yeah. And who will we let go once we activate him?
Well, that's a great question. The trading deadline is tomorrow, and the Eagles, if there's a deal to be made, the Eagles are going to make that deal.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this Parker deal. Like, I don't think we should let him go.
Well, I mean, that's are they going to keep six defensive ends?
Yeah, you're right. We'll see. But, hey, if you can, Dave, just tell them to keep playing man, please.
I'm with you. I don't want Nnamdi. I like Nnamdi at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I mean we can't let the Dallas wide receivers get off. Asante needs to play on the line also.
I agree. I think he kind of lunges at times when he presses, and
yeah,
and I think that happened yesterday.
He gets caught off of position a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't want 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. I don't want to give up the easy catch underneath.
Yeah.
Too often, this team has not been able to tackle well at all, Tyrell.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Dave. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take one more call, 215-339-6709. The telephone number here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with you. Our last show of the week. We've decided to scrap this thing. We'll do Eagles Nightly tonight. And then here's a little screen grab that we want to show you, the big story of the week. Now, what's interesting to me about this, the Jim Harbaugh, Jim Schwartz deal, is that the guy in the black jacket is Bob Lang, who is a former PR assistant here, who's now running the show in San Francisco and running it very well. And he's like 5'7", you know, former football player in high school, great guy. But Bob, he's actually a star is born in the NFL, because I'm telling you, in NFL headquarters, league-wide, Bob Lang is being talked about on every team's. He went out there and tried to break it up. And, hey, Bobby, just good thing that Jerry Curl didn't get messed up, man. Just hold on to it for as long as you can, brother. All right, let's go to Shannon in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Shannon.
Dave, talk to me, baby. Happy days are here again.
Well,
Come on, man.
That's one of them. That's one of them.
It's one. But, Dave, couple things I was encouraged about.
Yes.
As I've been saying it, I'm glad to see they're doing the man-to-man.
Yes.
Point in case. When Nnamdi was on Santana Moss, did you see when he bumped him? Santana Moss tripped, and the QB didn't even have anybody to throw it to. You remember that play?
Yeah, and Santana Moss, by the way, had two catches in the game.
And see, when we bump wide receivers, that gives our defensive ends more time to get to the quarterback. That is
what we
do.
I know. You're preaching to the choir, Shannon.
I know. But, Dave, so they did mix it up yesterday. It wasn't all wide nine. They kind of did like a hybrid-type piece yesterday.
It appeared that they tightened the split on the defensive ends.
Smart.
Just a bit.
Smart.
At times.
I'm feeling real good, Dave. And as I've been saying for the longest, Deion Lewis, I'm telling you, we need to give him. I think Shady's great. I love Shady. I think, like, he's one of the best, and they need to give him his due. But I think Deion can give us some positivity with giving Shady some a breather or so. Maybe five touches. What do you think?
I will take credit for discovering Deion Lewis, not you. And I will tell you that he is obviously the number two running back here. Has been the last two games.
Yeah.
I think he brings it. I don't think he's a great kickoff return man. I don't think he has the speed for that. But I like the kid a lot. I think he's a real good football player.
I think so.
And let's hope he keeps in the rotation here, stays in the rotation here.
Yeah, definitely. Now, back to this offensive line, Dave. This is Todd Harriman's. I mean, everybody's been saying it, but I think we need to give him his props because he is the MVP on that O-line. But I think he plays better at left tackle. But since we have an all-pro left tackle, I think you put Jason Peters on left tackle, Harriman's on left guard, Kelsey center. I think you go with the Watkins on right guard, and then Winston Justice, if he can get back to pre-injury, wasn't he playing well?
Yeah, he was. Hey, it's something Howard Mudd has to gauge. I agree with you. There's some questions, and I'm not down on Evan Mathis. I think Evan Mathis has been really, really solid at left guard. But it's not a five-person concrete cut and dry group up there on the offensive line. I agree with you, Shannon.
Yeah, Dave. Great minds thinking like you. I know. The minute I saw it, I knew you were thinking the same thing. First play of the game, I said everybody in the stadium knows what the Philadelphia Eagles are getting ready to do.
Yeah. Well, it's bizarre, and I asked Andy about it. I really didn't get an answer, but
Andy's very evasive. You know, he's not going to.
I mean, they obviously do it because they think they can hit a team quickly, but they do it a lot. They do it a lot.
I think it was a good spin on how you put it. Like, maybe is it a psychological game? Like, let's just do it. But my thing is, it's a waste of a down to me.
It's worked. It's worked several times. So that's the thing. It worked. Didn't work yesterday, but it set the tone for the blowout win in Washington last year, did it not?
Yeah. I definitely want to see us finish stronger. It's good to see Brent Celek back in the game. The running game is important, but I think using Brent Celek properly, I think he's very important to our offense. I don't think people really realize that.
Yeah, I agree, and especially in the red zone. I like him in the red zone. I just thought
Dave, we got to go. I don't mean to put any pressure, but we got to go 5-0, man.
Well, in the division you're talking about.
Well, in the division, but who we have coming up next? We have Dallas.
Dallas,
that's a division game. We have to win that game.
Dallas, Chicago, and Arizona all at home.
We got to win all three of those games.
And then at the Giants.
You got to win that game, too.
Yeah. And then at Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, New England's at home. I'm sorry. New England first.
Yeah, New England, I would still love to beat them, man. But I think we're looking good.
I don't think they're invincible.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.